Wang Yuan, a youth idol and member of the teen band TFBoys, used to be perceived as a good boy in the public eye. But photos of him smoking at a Beijing restaurant on Monday night have possibly indicated otherwise. So, well, what's obvious is this guy is a smoker. And what rules has he violated?
The smoking indoor, well, no smoking indoor rule, apparently. We see that smokers who violate the ban can be fined from 50 yuan up to 200 yuan, which is around 7.2 US dollars to $32, not a huge amount of money. Owners of venues who fail to put up this non-smoking signs or who allow smoking in their premises can be fined up to 10,000 yuan. And the Beijing Center of Health Supervision warned punishment would follow if they can confirm these violations, adding that the matter has been under investigation in a post released on its official Sina Weibo account on Tuesday. And the institute said it is also investigating the restaurant. And then because he actually violated these rules, he apologized, Wang Yuan, on his Weibo account and saying that I deeply regret my actions and feel sorry for the bad social influence. I will accept responsibility and the punishment. And the public is still talking about it, it's safe to say, even though he is from a boy band and he has been famous since he was around 13-ish, now he's 18, so he's an adult. So whether or not to smoke is a personal habit, but smoking indoor would be certainly the behavior that's violating rules.
Well, Nila, what was your initial reaction when you first saw this?
Honestly, I saw this story yesterday and the first thought was like, people just need to get a life. I mean, obviously, okay, fine. So he's been made to apologize. Obviously, he knew what he was doing. It's not like he doesn't know the rules. He does know the rules. I think people should be mad. Like, their anger is misdirected. Their anger should be directed towards the restaurant owner, because they are the one who did not enforce the rule. So for him, if he walked in there and they said it's okay, you can smoke, or maybe some places still have a smoking area, they divide the restaurant to smoking and non-smoking areas, so maybe he was rightfully in a smoking zone. And so I don't see why people are making noise. I mean, if he was breaking the rule, he wasn't. It was the restaurant that was breaking the rule.
Well, certainly these days, smoking indoors, especially in Beijing and some of the major cities in China, not okay. That's as we have implemented the strictest so-called smoking ban since forever in 2015. Mm-hmm. And then so smoking indoors, that's just a no-no. And then people should know better. But obviously, here we see that sometimes exceptions are being allowed. And there seems to be, though, major criticism that's, you know, torpedoed towards this guy. But why is it such a heated discussion when, well, not everybody is a fan of this guy, obviously, despite the fact of him garnering all this fame since he was, 13, something like that?
Well, let me first make clear how big of an issue it is, because mm-hmm. the Weibo post that Wang Yuan smoking had been viewed for more than 1.9 billion times, with criticism from many citizens, including some of his so-called loyal fans. And while some condemned his act, others argue, saying that it's his own choice. And there is a poll titled "Can You Accept an Idol Smoking?" showed that nearly 11,000 Weibo users said that they can, while 14,000 others say no. At the same time, photos showing many other idols smoking, including Zhang Yixing, also become discussed online. A center of the discussion, and people also talk about his friends who are also adults who didn't actually stop him, and also the restaurant and This discussion has been really, really heated.
I like it when you say that people complaining that the restaurant didn't stop him. Maybe, the restaurant allowed him.
Yeah.
And also, probably, the other adults around there, if they did have an issue with it, they would have stopped him. So, obviously, most people around him are probably also doing the same thing.
Exactly. And that is... a lot of people bring out all these points to either defend him or somehow attack him or criticize him. But I think the core issue here that he got so many, let's say, comments would be that he has been famous for being the healthy and positive and always striving for the best, a role model for young kids who really, really like him. And this breaks that fake or fabricated or too shiny 100% positive image.
Just to add to what Nguyen just said, so kind of like Justin Bieber before he got all the tattoos and you know, hanging his tracky bottoms like without covering his bum. So it was before that stage for Justin Bieber, if it was an equivalent to some extent. But I mean, does this guy sing as well as Justin Bieber? That would be a totally different topic. But
Yeah, I do think that people need to ask themselves, like, when you invest your emotions into other people's life, you'll always end up being disappointed, you know? It's like...
I love that sentence.
Yeah, yeah. You always, like, you have to ask yourself, why do I like this guy? Yeah, what do I admire about him? His talent, most people know him. He's a celebrity because of maybe he's a singer. Or maybe he's a member of a boy band. But away from that, away from his music and him being on stage, he's just another regular kid. He's a normal human being with red blood cells flowing through his system just like yours. He's got 32 teeth in his mouth just like you do. So he's not a little god. I think I always have a problem with when people start actually... getting away from reality and just trying to idolize these people and make them like little gods, forgetting that they're also prone to mistakes and people learn from mistake. And honestly, I don't see something wrong with him. It's like me having something wrong with somebody walking into a McDonald's. If they want to eat a big hamburger and have high their cholesterol increase, that's their life, that's their choice. But I would only get concerned if this guy was urinating in public, then that's just definitely a no-no. But he was just sitting there like a normal human being.
And having cigarettes.
And having a cigarette. It's
indoors.
Not like he was smoking like a hard drug, you know?
Well, but that is a matter of, you know, what shade of gray is acceptable, though. Because here in China, smoking in public, it's not good. We don't really...
It's not good, but I see... I mean, okay, people are just being hypocritical. Like, I've been to so many places. I work around a student, people with cigarettes all over. Like, if you really think you can... You are supposed to dictate how other people should behave in public, then you should start with regular people on the street while you extend it all the way to the celebrities you've never met.
Yeah, but I think for a lot of adults, we can always say this, you should get a life, you should know what you are expecting or who you're liking. But for kids, there is another story, because he is a role model for a lot of young children. They look up to him. They say things like, I will study and I will be a better self because I really like him. I don't want to be like him. And that is a point that a lot of netizens say, that you build up all these fan base and you got all these resources, all these attention, because you've playing the card of, I am a really good boy and you guys should be more like me kind of card. So when you do that and got all the resource, got all the attention, got all the money, you should, you know, restrict your own behaviors and live up to that standard.
Smoking, literally smoking, is not harming anybody except the people perhaps who are sitting in around him. It's not affecting some kid who's in, I don't know which city, Kunming.
Yeah, but the kid in...
him smoking in a restaurant in Beijing has zero effect on that kid.
That's not true, because the kid is saying actually publicly online that I've been smoking for 2 years. I haven't told my parents, but now I'm fine with it. I'm fine with telling everybody else because he is smoking as well. And he's, you know, still amazing.
But that's not his problem. That's the problem of the parents and how they brought up the kid. Because at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of a parent to make sure that their kids, yes, as you have to understand that most celebrities, what we see is not exactly who they are behind the scenes. And parents need to teach their kids that these people are just normal as whatever they are just putting on stage. That's just a persona. That's not real, you know. So you have to be, kids should be able to understand, to differentiate between the act that I see and the real life of a human being. So I blame the parents. I wouldn't blame... This guy is just living his life and people are just busy telling him what to do. I mean, perhaps you should get a life.
Okay. I see what you mean. But there's definitely something possibly that is attached to his identity or his public persona of like what Niu Hongli really painstakingly tried to make everybody understand that he represented almost like an angel or the 100% positive of a human being. And we've seen that in a lot of child stars. Because when you are a kid, and usually very good-looking kid, and also shown some talent, and you grow up in the public eye, for the first few years, when your audience, your fan base is kind of growing up with you, and people think that this is like a really positive person, period. But is it kind of like rite of passage? When these child stars grow up, some of them just perish. We won't see them anymore. Their looks change. Some, they morph into something else. And do you think this guy still has that chance to somebody who is a grown-up, who is an adult, who is no... Adult is 100% positive. We know that, right? So do you see that happen for him?
The kid, this boy did not do anything wrong. He's just living his life and not like everybody else wakes up in the morning. When he went out there, when he was smoking, he didn't call, oh, hey, come on, taxi. I'm showing off. I'm smoking cigarette. If this was something that he does, like maybe you go on his Instagram page and you see him posting these kinds of weird poses with a cigarette, glamorizing a cigarette and smoking, then that would be a problem. But has he done that? If he hasn't done that, people just need to leave him alone.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And to answer He Yang's previous question, I think he still has a chance to become this real life human being, but still...
He is a real life human being. That's why he was living his life.
Yeah, I'm saying after a few years, because he got admitted to Berkeley and he can easily go and started to study. And the key point here is he has to be able to create some music work, some really good ones, so that people can fall in love with his work, with his profession, with his music, instead of him, the persona, the created, not real, let's say, idol or icon.
Right. And maybe I would imagine that he's, because he got pushed into the limelight at a very young age. And I think he's probably right now getting to that stage where he just wants to have a normal life that like any other teenager, like that maybe he skipped a stage and he just wants that. And I think maybe for him going, because I believe if he's going to Berkeley, like you said, that means he's not really into being a celebrity. He doesn't care being idolized. So if you idolize him, that's your problem, not his problem. So for him, he's just, maybe he got into this boy band because, you know, he wanted to make money or wanted to try out fame. And then maybe he realized it's not what he expected it to be. And now he just wants to go and live a normal life, like a normal, regular person.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I've seen a part of a reality show of him saying, I haven't been myself in front of public eyes, which is all the time, for more than 5-6 years since I am, in a way, you know, famous, got famous. And he said, you know, 5-6 years haven't been myself. And people say it will be a disaster if the general public stop paying attention to me, but I don't think so. And the funny part is, Ning Jing, who's a Chinese female actress, well, female actress, a Chinese actress who's been famous for like decades, said, you cannot say that now because you have always been famous. You have always been a celebrity. You don't really know what it's like to be not one. And that is the problem of He Yang mentioned that what is like to be a child star, because you didn't experience the so-called another life that you want. You didn't really know if you want that.
No, but before he became a star, obviously he had a normal life, didn't he? So he already knows. I think for him as a child to be able to realize that he's not happy with this fame, he actually can acknowledge that. That's very powerful to me. There's so many people who are child stars. And they got so much fame that it took away their childhood. It took away their happiness because all they're living is just trying to please the public. And the public is always never happy. Oh, you're smoking here, or you're standing there, or why did you wear the red shirt? And, you know, and it just gets overwhelming. And I think for him, he's probably realized that. And that's why he's going back to school, because he realizes he could have an alternative life that away from the public life that he will just have control over that. If he really cared about being a celebrity and he really wanted to try and hold on to it much longer, he wouldn't have bothered going back to school if he's making a lot of money.
Well, also, I mean, he's 18. What are you supposed to do if you don't go to school? And people live a long time these days.
No,
yeah,
but,
good
but
job going back to school.
Kids, a lot of celebrity kids don't go to school. Yeah. They don't go to school. They end up, a lot of them don't go to school. But he's taking that active step to actually enroll himself in an institution. So he just wants to be a normal kid.
And also I think he's studying music. He's going to be studying music in Berkeley. So also this is getting prepared for possibly a bigger career in the future. And then this interesting piece of news just broke out and it's all over the place. So it's also quite interesting these days to see if the public, including the fans, in the 21st century, in the social media age, can be that forgiving and accepting. Because these days we see, well, in the last few years, at least here in China, there is this really popular term called 人设. It's very difficult to directly translate it into English. What I've come up with, close enough, I suppose, is an orchestrated public persona that is made for a celebrity to, and often it is deliberately designed that this star, celebrity, famous person, this person's, let's say, a movie image or this person's image that's constructed through songs and whatever public appearance is closely intertwined into his personal persona, whatever is being exposed online. These days we see paparazzi taking pictures, and sometimes these celebrities, they will actively shoot small videos and show pieces of their personal life online. If you think that is reality, then you can't be more wrong. But this is how the business works these days, right? There is the public, there is the perceived personal, all together, but it's all carefully orchestrated and manufactured. And that is created into one. So in this way, this celebrity can sell products, can as well as appear in movies, sing songs, and all kinds of other media products as they can produce. And that is a big business. And so therefore, fans these days, they expect more from the public figures, in the sense that they expect the personal life of a person or celebrity more or less similar to what they see on the screen. And I suspect this way of doing entertainment business and sort of blending the personal and the public together makes people expect a lot. And when fans really paid from their wallets to buy whatever the products that the celebrity has endorsed, then they almost feel like I have a say in your personal life. Remember that guy, Lu Han, when he announced that he's finally dating a girl, or started dating, and then fans were like, you can't date, you can't let me know that. I paid thousands of yuan, if not more, to support you. I paid for that, and you're not delivering my results? That is, you should be always available to fulfill my dream that one day I can be with you. Who thinks like that? Anyhow, then you can't have a girlfriend. So the entertainment business has, I think it's changed a bit in the last few years, when so much emphasis and this will from the fans have been sort of forged that way.
Yeah, I think it's a vicious circle. Remember the good old days when, let's say, Hollywood movie stars won't take advertisement jobs because they fear it'll break the mystery, will take away the mystery element. And when they started to feature some real character in a movie or in a, well, not even TV show, in a movie, people would not believe that he is that character because, you know, you've appeared in an ad. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's like you have this persona to fulfill a certain angle. For example, if the girl is really pretty, like really beautiful, you give her a trait of, you know, a foodie or someone who's a little bit chubby when she's apparently not. Mm-hmm. You have that to soften the image, to make sure she's not beautiful in an aggressive way. And if this person is a little bit dull and not fun at all, you give him a scholar or nerdy kind of trait to make up for that. And this blurry between the onstage and backstage kind of cassette, a side A, side B, is happening all over the place. And I think it's a double-edged sword, because if you are feeding on the money of your fan base and you don't really have a really great work you can present, of course that is a shortcut to get money and get resources. But if you really in the future want to be a real actor, but you started off as an idol, then it will take a lot of effort to actually cancel the effect you've, you know, have had.
I get it. What people these days, I mean, people just need to
get a
grow
life,
grow up, and get a life. Well, I mean, if this guy, look at it this way, there are vices, they're just simple things that people do. Like each one of us, yeah, and all the celebrities, nobody is 100% perfect. Nobody. We all are prone to mistakes, and you have to understand, like, they're just crucifying him for nothing, for absolutely nothing, because whatever he was doing, it's actually just affecting him. Yeah, he was breaking the rule, but that's not his problem. He was there, and the restaurant should have stopped him if they really cared about following the rules. Obviously they didn't, so the public should be crucifying the restaurant. And then at the end of the day, you have to realize that these people, you will always be disappointed. They're always going to do something that will always disappoint you. So if you live on the internet just monitoring what your favorite celebrity is doing here and there, you're always going to be this grumpy, cranky person, and you're never going to be happy just because your celebrity is smoking or is walking, it changed her walking style or something like ridiculous like that.
I agree, and I do think people should get a life, and I also agree that he didn't do anything so wrong, but he is going to pay for it.
For it as in how?
As in losing a lot of the resources based on his good boy image.
He's going back to school. He probably doesn't care, and probably he wants that. Has anybody stopped to think that he actually doesn't care about the popularity, or maybe he just doesn't care about money and something? He just wants to be a normal person. Maybe he's just content being a regular person. I mean, people have to ask themselves these questions. Just because he's going to lose a fan base or maybe money and sponsorship does not necessarily mean he's going to be a miserable person.
Okay, well, we wish everybody well, you know? And certainly, I think once your public image is so heavily based on one side, you know, whether it is, you know, bright or dark, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, most of us, we just sort of live in the middle, in the shades of gray in some shape or form. You're listening to Roundtable. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.